Last week, we looked at one of the characteristics of the men of Issachar, which was understanding of the times. This week, we're looking at the second quality that they possessed, which was the quality of knowing what to do. And I'm going to add to that the quality of knowing what to say. So many Christians I know live in a fear that they might find themselves in a situation where they won't know what to do or they won't know what to say. They're frightened they will be confronted by a question about whether a particular action, attitude or lifestyle is wrong, or they will encounter something happening and they won't know what to do. I want to suggest some processes you might go through to help you. The first thing to decide whether to do or say anything at all is to consider this. What does the Bible say about it? Or what does God think about it? Which is effectively saying the same thing. There are three particular things that God might think about something. Firstly, he might command we do it. In Scripture there are commands. And if God commands something, we have to do it. Secondly, Scripture forbids certain things. And if it's forbidden in Scripture, we must not do it. Thirdly, though, there is a whole rake of other stuff that Scripture's completely silent on. And under those circumstances, the choice is ours. The second thing, particularly with questions, is to reveal motivation. In the Gospels, we read about all sorts of people coming to Jesus, and they had all sorts of reasons and motives for doing it. Some came for help with their problems. Some came because they were genuinely confused and needed answers. Still others wanted to trap him and manipulate him into saying something blasphemous or controversial. Jesus often saw through people's motivations, and he responded appropriately. And how he responded depended on that motivation. Sometimes he gave a direct answer. Sometimes he gave an oblique answer. Sometimes he told a story. They're called parables. On one occasion, he refused to answer the question at all. So don't feel you have to confront every situation or answer every question you're asked. Jesus said in Matthew 10:16, be as wise as serpents and as innocent as doves. So if you are confronted or questioned, there are three things to consider before you respond. The first one is, would this be an issue if you weren't a Christian? Is this why you're being challenged? The second one is, what's the motivation behind the question? And the third one is this a hill worth dying on? Don't forget, it is okay to refuse to give an answer. And then remember these last two things. Always assume the best of intentions in an ambiguous situation unless you have reason to believe otherwise. And secondly, always define terms, particularly moral terms. Moral terms can have a totally different meaning to someone who is secular than it does to you. For example, someone who doesn't believe God even exists cannot understand sin in the way that you do. Finally, be encouraged by Jesus' promise about when you might be confronted in such a situation. In Luke 21, verse 14 and 15, Luke says, make your mind up not to worry beforehand how you will defend yourselves, for I will give you the words and wisdom that none of your adversaries will be able to resist or contradict.